Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. My city, Remy Martin. We've teamed up with Remy Martin, and they are a fantastic sponsor. We just signed our deal to make it official that they are going to be a partner with House of L during our Bears recaps for the rest of the season. Not that it was a surprise. Like, you guys know that I rock Remy Martin. And if you're looking for a good drink this weekend, still warming up for a Remy and ginger beer, I highly recommend. We're going to talk about these Bears. They were great today. Like, you talk about a cathartic win. That felt really, really good. Caleb Williams was outstanding in this game. There's still stuff to correct, but who cares? Like, it's always better to be able to correct this stuff when you're talking about a win instead of a loss. And what they put together is funny, because inside of our group chat, we were laughing at the idea that Matt Eberflus was out here telling Aaron Andrews that he knew something about Caleb and he was going to be able to shut him down. And I did think that they were going to zone it up against him so much that it would limit what it is that he could do. Here's the thing, though, about that. When they did go man, Caleb made them pay. You had stuff happen. There were guys who slipped or whatever, but chalk it up to the game. Like, that's the way that it's supposed to go. When a team makes a mistake, you're supposed to take care of it. And the Bears did that, and Caleb did that. It was great. You know, Tanny brought up the idea of that's a offensive player of the week type performance. Now, Jalen Hurts might have something to say about it. He was pretty incredible for the Eagles in that game that they won, but Caleb gets to take a nice deep breath. Like, everyone has been on his back, and now he gets to take a nice deep breath and have some success to show for the work that's been put in. Ben Johnson crushed it with play calling. He actually did know what his opponent was going to do and what the weaknesses were of his opponent in Matt Eberflus. I'm so happy that we didn't get the walk-off with him being the Judd Nelson character in Breakfast Club, just the walking off the field in victory. I'm glad that he has to wear another embarrassing loss for his defense. And it's not that I have anything personally against the man. He was, in the two times I interviewed him, I thought he was kind. I just think that when you think about, like, the Tyler Dunn article and the way that it got spun to try to make you believe that there was no issue with Eberflus. I'm not saying that he's everything that was wrong with the Bears, but he was clearly in over his head. And the way that they tried to kind of spin things, I thought was a little low rent for them. I understand why they felt the need to defend themselves, but it felt a little low rent to me. But whatever, he's gone, and we'll see how long he survives in Dallas. Not that he has a lot of talent, and the fact that they traded Michael Parsons, it doesn't leave them a lot of room. But this isn't a Cowboys pod, at least not today. We did talk about the Cowboys when they made that trade, but Micah had an offside that allowed Cleveland to get in the field goal range and win that game. I don't know if that makes you feel better, But today is a day that we should spend a lot of time talking about what the Bears are able to accomplish. And it was a lot. Like, my notes are, here's what I want to focus on. Because to me, here's the game. Okay. Sure, you had the oop-de-oop play to Burton, and it was great to see him get into the end zone. It was great to see Loveland be a part of the offense until he hurt his hip and had to leave the game. Everyone got fed inside of this game. And when you do that, it shows you that the offense can get some stuff done. I understand what this defense is. Like, so before you run to the comments and say Dallas is the worst defense in the league, I understand that, and you're right. They are the worst defense in the league, but you still have to take advantage of that, and the Bears did that. They were able to, even though that the halftime score ended in a strange place, it felt like the Bears were in control of the game. And what I was wondering was, that were they going to give control of the game back in the second half? And they didn't. That drive, I just wrote soul-crushing. The third quarter drive, that was a soul-crushing drive. The conversions on that, the third and 10 conversion, the conversion after the swift tackle for loss, the Burton end around on the F reverse left, the plays that after the Manungai 8-yard loss, I'm sitting there going, don't, man, it would suck if they have to settle for three in that moment. Because if you settle for three in that moment, it's a 2-possession game and Dak's completing 80% of his passes. That game feels dangerous if you're not able to score a touchdown there. So shout out to Ben, because had he gone for it and not made it, a lot of people would be on his back. That aggression paid off. They did put a spy on Caleb on that play, and he still, there's going to be a post-game show somewhere down the road where we talk about Caleb throwing back across his body, across the middle, and it's going to get picked off. But that dude's arm talent, like just raw arm talent, his ability to make those throws with zip, even the ones across his body, are amazing. When he eventually gets his feet set, because like the touchdown to Rome, like that's a arm talent throw. But when he eventually like settles in and sets his feet and throws, there's not a lot of guys that are better than him at that, like with the actual arm talent. But that getting to the fourth and goal from the five and then being able to, I think, essentially close the door in that moment with a touchdown. They marched on them. They went 20 plays on him and ate up the entire third quarter basically with that. You can't beat that. Like that must have felt great.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're them, and those that have any animus left towards Eberflus, for them to dominate Dallas's defense that way, it must have felt amazing for them. The defense played great in this game too, because the reason I say that there were opportunities here for Dak and the boys to turn this game. And each time the Bears did a good enough job of getting off the field. Early on, when they forced field goals, that was important because Dallas's offense was marching. And I am concerned, like, once we get through the joy and jubilation of this, which shouldn't be for a couple of days, like, Bears fans and the Bears players deserve to have that joy after the first 2 weeks of the season. I do wonder if there is something that the Raiders are going to be able to do against this Bears defense, because there were a lot of moments where you're like, wow, that guy is running free, but they got the tip ball. They Edmonds in the goal, in the end zone, on the goal line, he comes up with an interception. I thought Montez Sweat, luckily it paid off with him getting a sack, but I thought he played a really good game, like, overall. Dak's great, man. I know that he gets grief, and trust me, when he came out, I was not a believer. My family is from not too far outside of Starkville, Mississippi. So my aunt, it loves her some Dak. Like, absolutely loves Dak. And I've kind of been like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust him overall. But when you watch him play quarterback, it's really beautiful. And I think that there are a lot of things that Caleb can take away from watching Dak play the game. His ball fake ability is elite. It's elite. And the numbers look lopsided because at the end you're forced to try and play catch up, but he still completed like 80% of his passes, which is wild. So I do worry about that next week, but whatever. You look at the stats on what the Bears did in this game. Luther Burden over 100 yards, but everyone ate. Everyone. Cole Kmet ate in this game. Everyone. And it didn't matter that you only got one ball thrown your way. What the Bears did in this game is it everyone made a play that counted. Like, look, if you look at, I'm looking at the box score right now. You have Luther Burden with a 65-yard touchdown. You have Roma Dunze with a 35-yard touchdown. You have Colston Loveland with a 31-yard catch. You have Cole Kmet with a 10-yard touchdown. You have DeAndre Swift with a 41-yard. Like, look at the explosive plays. They're there, and they made an absolute difference. DJ Moore was doing a little bit of everything inside of this game. They still have to find a run game. That's still an issue, and I know that DeAndre Swift was out there not 100%, but they still only averaged 3 yards a carry. It didn't matter because you were making plays in the pass game, and I thought that Caleb in the run game today, it's not a lot of yards. It's not an impressive stat line, but what he did on a couple of read option plays was enough to help move the chains. And when you're doing that, you're doing something right. So, man, it's nice. Monday's going to be nice in the city. I like it. I like when the Bears win, what Chicago is electric. So everyone gets an opportunity to enjoy it, and Ben should enjoy this. Like, his play calling was exquisite. He put his quarterback in a position to succeed, and they kept succeeding, and it didn't stop. And seeing Caleb throw for almost 300 yards and have a rating of 143. Gets the four touchdowns. So he has a game. Was at that Washington Monday night game with Justin where he went crazy and threw four touchdowns. Like that, it's so rare to see a Bears quarterback put up numbers like that and have those numbers not be phony. Like those are real numbers that led to a win. I know that those guys feel good, and they should. They should feel great about what it is they accomplished today. And if you look at last year, there were, what, three teams that made the playoffs after starting 0-2. I'm not here to tell you that the Bears are a playoff team. I'm just saying that as a fan, it gives you something to hope for. You got the best of both worlds. Like Spiegs and I were talking about, like, what if the Bears lose? And what if the Bears lose, but Caleb looks great? Well, you got the best of both worlds here. They won, and Caleb looked great. And you can't beat that with a stick. That's the way that it should be. And I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you laughed. I hope that you kicked your feet up on your ottoman or on a table once we got to the midway point of the fourth quarter and you were like, you know what? This game is over. And you can start making dinner plans or whatever other plans that you're going to make for tonight and feel good about it. You can toast with a Remy. Like, get yourself some Remy Martin and toast it. If you are watching this on Sunday, thank you. We appreciate it. Share it. Let people know that it exists. Subscribe. We hit our goal of over 7,000 subscribers, which is great. We want to get to 10,000 before the end of the season. So help us in that regard. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, there's a YouTube page where you can actually see the show. I think, well, next week I'll be in Las Vegas for the pod. But I think by next week we'll have all of our wall art. There's some cool stuff that I ordered. I'm looking forward to it. I have a Jordan thing like right here that actually in my mind I was going to put up there. But since the pod is visually like mostly Bears, I figured I'd throw like more Chicago-y versus just like Jordan. So I think Jordan will go over here and we'll do like Chicago background. Obviously, with my guys there in the background. I got the White Sox thing back there too. But whatever. You don't care, right? Shout out to everyone who hit me up on the college football pods that live on Apple or Spotify. Like I break down each week and I appreciate people listening to those and checking in. We had a couple people from the Gators fan base check in. And yeah, we definitely have to talk about what happened to Illinois. I'm shocked by what happened to them. But we appreciate you. But as I was saying, if you're watching on Sunday, I will be on Fox 32 at 10 o'clock. Groats and I will be on with Lou over there. So check it out. And if not, it's Victory Chicken Monday. And I'm just going to go to the Heralds and pick up a bucket. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. And we're going to eat our feelings in a happy way tomorrow. I think you should have chicken too. I really do. You should go get some sort of Victory Chicken. I would buy it for you, but that would be weird because I don't know where you live. But I'm going to get some Victory Chicken for the crew tomorrow. And we're going to celebrate. And Chicago should celebrate as well. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.